The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
City lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
All right, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. Of course, this is your show about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, and of course, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and federal law with Judge Rusty Johnston, and I am Adam Strange. So glad you can join us tonight. Don't forget, we are simulcasting on Facebook Live, so you can go to our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and please like and save while you're there, and that way you'll be notified every time that we post an article or go live on our Facebook page. So thank you for tuning in. We've got a good show for you. As always, if you have a comment or a question for myself or Judge Johnston here at the studio, give us a call, 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. You can call or text to that number. You can also, as you're joining us on Facebook Live, you can message us via Facebook, and then we'll try to answer your questions there or also answer them on air. We also have a YouTube channel, and that's just simply Armed Alabama, so we need to go there. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell icon, and that way you'll be notified each time that we go live. Of course, we post previous videos from our live sessions here on the studio, not only broadcasting on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. Of course, we are simulcasting on Facebook, and we post those to YouTube as well. And we have a website, and it's armedalabama.com. Lots of good content there, so be sure and check that out. And if you have a good question or topic for us for future radio shows, you can email us, adam@armedalabama.com, or thejudge@armedalabama.com. And we was listening to that song a while ago as we were coming on the air, Judge, and it was talking about This Is My America. Of course, today, I think it's correct, is Constitution Day.
Yeah, I believe that's right. And that's when, and you know, an interesting fact about that is initially only 11 of the 13 states ratified the new Constitution. North Carolina, and I think it was Rhode Island, refused to ratify it until there was a Bill of Rights amended to it, which happened a year or two later. And then they came in to the Union afterwards, which proves, again, each state was a sovereign, separate country. And we call them, they call them states then, but state and country were synonymous. But they were independent countries until they joined
ratified the Constitution.
Yeah, of course, that was on this date 232 years ago in Philadelphia. So
pretty neat. You kind of wonder what happened to some of those clauses that seemed like the Commerce Clause that just seemed so clear. And that's what they've used to criminalize everything they can. On that same topic, I think I've had three YouTube posts in the last week that are all pretty good. One is on our YouTube channel, Cowardly Politicians' Goals, and where Professor Lund, who's a law professor someplace, but he explains my position that you don't even have to get to the Second Amendment. The enumerated powers given to Congress by the Constitution never include the right to interfere, regulate, to do anything with firearms. The Second Amendment was just an added safeguard. So if you don't believe me, listen to him. He's a lot smarter. Then we have David Koppel on universal background checks, which he says the standard law that's going around the states would prevent, let's say, an NRA firearms instructor, as he is also, from bringing extra guns to his class, unloaded, and letting students, you know, feel them, try, how does that feel to you? That would require passing someone to have a background check done when he gives them the gun, and then when he gives it back. Now, that's how insane this case.
That is ridiculous. And, Judge, I mean, how many times you and I have done over the years when we've conducted classes, bring different firearms,
people,
different types,
I'd like to give them,
people to use and try out.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes people don't have a gun, and sometimes they don't like the gun they have, or it just gives them, you know, the feel for it.
Yeah, I mean, we brought in bigger and big and small revolvers, compact, subcompact pistols, full-size pistols. I mean,
and I brought in carbines, which I like for home defense. Also, put how many cops does it take to arrest one nut? And it's about one of our sovereign citizen friends in Oklahoma that the police officer, God love him, is so nice to the motorist he stops, the sovereign citizen. He must ask him 100 times, this is your last warning, give me your license.
Yeah.
Then he calls the fire department, who finally has a tough time beating in the window when, if you know what you're doing, you can just grab the top of that window and pull it out. You don't need, when you bang it in, that's where all the force flex
right.
That way.
Yep.
But it's kind of
funny.
Well,
this reinforcement of the window as well. That's where it's always.
Right.
Yep.
Break it off that way.
It's definitely a lot easier to pull the window out.
But I think I counted 12 law enforcement officers and 3 fire department officials and closing one lane of the interstate. So that's worth watching.
And you posted that on our Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, on our
it's
YouTube channel.
It's on our YouTube with a link from Facebook up to.
Okay. I missed that one, I think.
It's after a few minutes, it's just kind of ridiculous. You got to fast forward it. But definitely the police officer is not abusive to anybody. You mentioned we're on YouTube. And how many minutes we got, Charlie? I mentioned a number of weeks ago, and Adam, I'll let you observe this.
Yes, it's clear.
It's clear. This is a Beretta M9, which normally this is a decocker slash safety. And when you put it down, and I'll try to do it for you too, it stays down in the, quote, safe position. But if you're used to what probably majority is semi-automatics, and you forget to take it off safety, you're going to pull it up out of your pistol like I did plenty of times, and you have no function.
Right.
So several people, but this is a Beretta brand, sells a G conversion kit, which converts it to a decocker. And, of course, that keeps it from firing, even though that's not the firing pin, but it swings it around so hammer can't hit the firing pin. And it's a nice addition if you like guns like that. Some people don't, but it's a nice addition.
That's just too much to operate for me.
Yeah, well,
I'm not that intelligent. So.
Well, I tell you, that first few times before I kind of got used to it and I pulled it out, and what's wrong? You know, a few minutes, Adam, we're going to award or give out a prize. I've got two of John Lott's book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. And I'll think of a question, or we'll think of a caller number or something. It's a good book. It's good and readable.
Right.
And we'll give those. John Lott's one of the few people that's really been outspoken.
If you don't know who John Lott is, then he's definitely worth a Google. The judge and I had
get
a chance
his YouTube to, channel. He's got a YouTube channel, too.
The judge and I had a chance to meet him several years ago. And he is extremely intelligent individual.
Yeah, he's not like a lot of egghead PhDs. He's not at all. He is a shooter, although we protected his identity and didn't post pictures of him shooting or anything. But he's a good guy, and this is a good book. But we'll be back after the break. Give us a call, 251-343-0106 at Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
When things look bad, it looks like you're not going to make it, and you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. It's just the way it is.
My favorite
Eastwood
movie quote, favorite movie quote there. That's Clint Eastwood, Outlaw Josie Wales. Thank you for sticking with us. Of course, this is Alabama, Armed Alabama, and we still got plenty of good show for you.
Should we give out our question? Because we got two people online.
Absolutely.
I don't want them to feel cheated. All right, the M1911 or Colt 1911 was the standard military issue sidearm for a long time, until 1986. What year was it introduced? Now, whoever can answer that gets John Lott's The War on Guns. Why don't we take Chris, and then
that's a good question.
Chris may have a comment, too. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You want to try to answer that?
What I'm trying to ask. They did the Brady ban, the Brady bill some years back.
Yeah.
But realistically, the Supreme Court, I just have a hard time believing that they realistically will ever be able to ban ARs or AKs. I just feel like it's unconstitutional.
It is.
I just don't really see that ever happening.
Let me give you a good quote. Here, this is the U.S. District Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit in 2012. And they said the Supreme Court made it clear in the Heller case that it wasn't going to make the right to bear arms depend on casualty counts. So all this stuff we see on TV, that's not going to affect. What Heller said is if it is a firearm in common usage today, that they're fine. They're protected by the Second Amendment. Well, as you know, the AR-15, AK-47, or ARM, they're some of the most common guns around. But hey, let me ask you a question if you want to answer it. When you were holding, I said we're going to give away John Lott's The War on Guns book, and the question was the Colt 1911 or M1911 was the standard military sidearm until 1986. When was it introduced? Do you want to answer that or try to?
I believe, wasn't it like 1911?
You got it. The Colt 1911. Don't hang up. We want to get your address, and you tell Phil whether you want to come by. We can mail it to you just as easy.
Let me ask you one quick
question. Go ahead.
How did they get the Brady bill passed? Was that passed by Congress, or was that the presidential, like a presidential order?
Well, it was passed by Congress, and let me tell you the difference. The Supreme Court... You know, first of all, the Supreme Court was not the ultimate judge of what the Constitution meant until 1959. How about that? But
okay. They
say, in general, and I can understand this is reasonable, as long as a constitutional right is not heavily burdened, it may not be heavily burdened by some regulation, that you're not infringing on it. For instance, we do have the right of travel. And requiring somebody, you know, to have a driver's license that costs, $30, isn't that, you know, if it costs $3,000, yeah, that would be a heavy burden on the right to travel. Or a newspaper, let's say, they print their paper and we're going to charge a 1 cent sales tax. Well, that's not a burden. If it was a $10 a paper sales tax, you know, it'd be a burden. Nobody would buy your paper. So that's how they've kind of, you know, common sense done it. And but, you know, until 1934, I have the hearings from the 34 Gun Control National Firearms Act, and the Attorney General testifying, who was appointed by Roosevelt, he was asked, you know, how can we need to ban these machine guns. He said, I don't know of any power under the Constitution to ban machine guns. Well, they finally settled on that tax scheme, you know, that they came up with. So
really, this is really all a bunch of political.
Yep.
About political elections. It's really not about banning ARs or AKs. I just don't see it going that far.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can ban.
I think they can try.
Yeah, they can try.
Think Beto,
I hope they do. It hurts.
I think Beto definitely, if he is elected a president, then he will definitely try.
Now, but being practical, I could see something like, let's say on ARs, we'll allow a high capacity magazine ban, any magazine over 40 rounds. You know, I could see something. I have 100, and I don't have a 60 round one. But, you know, most of them are 20, 30, and some 40s.
Yeah, well, I
never there are a lot of those out there.
I never would have thought the Brady Bill would have been even brought up, much less even voted on and signed into law, was.
Well, and these red flag laws, those are the ones I'm really kind of scared of because, you know, my property was taken with that due process of law, my bump fire stocks. I've got a film of melting them. And it didn't go through a court. It didn't go through Congress. But, you know, those had a real – that's what the press can do to you. Real bad image. But if you'll hold on, you got anything else to say, Chris?
No, just wondering how the Constitution – how the Supreme Court really looks at the Second Amendment.
Yeah. You know what? I will post, if anybody's interested, the link to both the Heller and the McDonald cases. And if you really want to read them – They're not hard to read, but you know, read them and you'll feel a lot better.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hang on now. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Would you pick that up?
All right. We're going to our next caller. Will is calling from Mobile.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Will.
What's up?
Hopefully, I can make it in the studio one day. Pretty soon, one Tuesday.
When you're certified germ free, you can come in.
Roger that. Well, hey, I just got a quick couple of quick cool announcements, I guess. I don't know. Everybody kind of found out that the Chatham Friends of NRA event was canceled to our event.
I did not know it.
Yeah, their chairman had to step down, so they disbanded. Well, I've been working with.
I heard
NRA
that was the
rep.
One you could always win something because there weren't a ton of people there.
Well, yeah, I think last year they told me that there was about 55 people there.
Yeah,
so
and that's still a good amount,
If you want to win something and get it for a decent price, Chatham's the way to go. But
those of you that dare drive to Chatham, I would dare.
I've been working with Bobby, the NRA rep, and I am chairing the event this year. We are having a banquet October 22nd, which
Great.
Is 5 weeks from today.
Great. Now, what do we need to do to get tickets and all that?
Right now, honestly, it is so early. I'm just trying to get the word out.
Why don't you just send me something and I'll put it on the page.
In hand yet.
Yeah, send me something, Will, to the judge at Armed Alabama, and I'll put it on the page. And then it's 45 minutes to an hour at the most to get up there. It's not a bad ride.
Yeah, something like that. It's not too bad.
Last time I rode up there.
Coming back, but that's about it.
I guess I rode through it because I was in Millry, and I had to stop at a red light, and I saw two cars pull up close to one another, and three girls got out of each car, and they started slugging it out like nothing I'd ever seen high school girls. It was something else.
That's a fine Friday night in Millry.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it was Friday.
Friday night in Chatham right there, brother.
It was Friday.
That's what I just first said.
I don't know if you saw
Friday night in Millry.
My G.D. Cocker for the Beretta M9. You know, a lot of people don't like D. Cockers instead of, you know, having full safety, but if you don't like your Beretta M9 having, you know, a D. Cocker slash safety, put one of those in, but just make sure you assemble it in a plastic bag so when the springs pop off, because you got to do it two, three times. Yeah, you'll catch your springs.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I had real quick was we are gearing up for our Christmas raffle for the Mobile Friends of NRA.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, we've actually got some guns on the list A where you pick one gun. I've got two Daniel Defense, one pistol and one rifle, $1,800 guns.
Whoa.
So we're kind of vamping it up a little bit to try to get some more people to interested in ordering it. So we're getting tickets. So we will have those printed hopefully within this week and
Great.
Be able to get them out.
And send me that info now, where they can get them, because that's a good
right that.
As long as people don't vape when they win those guns, that'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new evil. Vaping.
We've got to do the background check on everybody.
Yeah, before you can vape, you've got to have a background check.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Well, hey, I'm going to jump off, let you guys get back to it. I'm going to cook some dinner and
go watch Beto say some. Go watch Beto say some things. That'll be good for your nerves.
Well,
Beto.
He's going to be good for business.
I think so. I think he's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be good for business. I don't like it. Like
you, you know, I'll take the. He claims
there's no way they can do it.
A state senator in Texas says, if you want to take my AR-15, it's here ready for you. You better not threaten me. And he sent a complaint to the Secret Service. I think his threat to illegally take our AR-15s ought to be reported to somebody.
Well, I throw another one out there at the for the red flag.
Got to go. We'll give you if you want to hang on, or we'll talk about it another night.
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I need to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be? I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
The old True Grit, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Will, you wanted to talk about the red flag laws for a moment?
Yeah, just real quick. I was on Facebook earlier today, and one of my friends had posted a meme that said, you know, millions of us took an oath to defend our Constitution, and we will do so with our arms or without.
Yep.
And he said, you know, in the comments down in there, he said one of his friends said that meme scared her and was threatening. And he made the comment that's all it would take for him to get pinged by a red flag law and get his guns taken away.
Yeah. You know, the first one where somebody was killed, I think it wasn't the man's estranged wife's aunt that called the police, and then they show up at his door at 5:15. He has his gun. He did put it down. And then, you know, they tell him they're going to search their house, search his house and all, and he picks it back up, and pow, he's dead. I don't necessarily blame them, but... it's an outrageous law.
Yeah.
You know, anybody, it's like East Germany. Anybody can call the Stasi on you, you know, turn you
that's
in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's what the left wants to turn us into.
Yeah, no question about that.
All right, have a good one. I'll let you all get to Steve.
All right. We'll catch
all right.
You next
thank
time.
You, Will. All right. Next caller is Steve, is calling from Mobile about gun-free zones in the law.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing good. So I'm seeing more and more signs where gun-free zones, restaurants and malls and things like that, and I'm getting mixed reviews on how lawful they really are for concealed carry.
Now, are you live in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Alabama, if you have a concealed carry permit, and frankly, if you have a firearm and you're wearing it openly, but let's just go with the concealed carry permit, those guns mean nothing unless it's a police station, a prison, a courthouse, psychiatric hospital. There's some specifics. And the biggie that doesn't really apply to anybody, but it's kind of a catch-all, it says if any business or any place has guards posted continuously during all of their hours of operation and has another device like a magnetometer or a biometric screening device, they can put up the signs and your permit can't be brought in. But I was telling them around here, the only place I knew that had something like that, and they say they don't have any more, I don't know, was when the Battle House office complex opened. They had guards, and you had to call up and get a card and all this stuff. But other than that, if Wendy's restaurant here in Mobile post a no firearms allowed, it means nothing.
Okay.
In fact, I think it's fraudulent. I'm a little scared of giving my credit card number to somebody that posts fraudulent signs.
Steve. For reference here, if you want to go look it up for yourself, you can find all the.
I'll put the link. You read it, but I'll put
the
link.
Yeah, you can find all the information within Alabama law. It's actually 13A1152. It's the code of Alabama, 13A1152, and that's carrying pistol on private property. Who may carry a pistol? And the next one is, of course, again, in the code of Alabama, 13A1161.2. That's possession of firearms in certain places. So you can go there, Steve, and you can Google that. And read it to your heart's content there, and that will give you the exacts on the Alabama law when it concerns to concealed carry and where you can and where you can't carry.
Yeah, I'll have that in just a minute on our Facebook page. You can link to it. Look at it.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the explanation. It pretty much cleared everything up that I was thinking.
Yeah, good deal. Thank you for calling.
All right. Yep.
Take care.
Thank you, Steve. And you'll be surprised how many places you can carry versus places you can't.
Alabama is a very classically liberal state compared to, a lot of states you can't carry in a church, like that's any of the state's, business. But you can here. You don't have to ask anybody. Let's see. Let me try to find... Every once in a while, they redo the. Everybody likes to redo a website about every 6 months, and confuse people like me. So let's see. We'll get to the. I want to give you to the state. Okay, let's see. Let's get to the state code.
I was trying to find a state code here where it issues permits under Alabama 13A 1175. So that's another good place to go and look. To garner more information on concealed carry and pistol permits.
Section 13A seems to be the place to go.
That's called the criminal code.
It's the criminal code of Alabama, yes.
Yeah. We were 13A 1161, was that it? Kind of the
5961 in that last
That
one.
Big hub, that kind of...
61.2.
Yeah, 61.2. And we will put that in. That's possession of firearms in certain places. So we'll put... that right at the top of the Facebook page, and everybody. I've also got a section on YouTube of how to look up Alabama law. It's kind of a video deal, so that would be good for anybody to do, but that's up.
Judge, right. While we're talking about firearms and where you can have them, use them, this, that, and the other, one of the firearms that's very popular in Alabama is a scoped bolt-action rifle. And if you are an individual that you downloaded an app to be able to shoot your firearm more accurately to calculate windage, calculate elevation changes, and for minute of angle accuracy, if you downloaded one of these apps, the federal government
wants your name and
address. They want your name and address.
Yeah, when
they want that information from Apple or Google. If you're one of the tens of thousands of people who have downloaded one of these scope apps, the federal government is asking for your information.
I thought they were after our CCW program that I've told people. It's outrageous they want it. Now, I did read the excuse they claim that they want it is that, we have another insane law about the I can't think of the acronym. We makes it – what is it? Export of firearms, it's illegal to export certain firearms and fire like an ACOG scope or things like that. They're trying to figure out if anybody's been illegally exporting certain scopes. Well, that didn't justify what invasion
And Adam, was. I'm going to guess there was no disclaimer on that app site. where you download the app. There's nothing it says.
No,
your name and information is going to be forwarded to federal law enforcement.
They had no thought that it would.
It was Google and somebody else that actually
Apple,
did it.
Yeah.
And Apple.
The ones that carried the app. All right, well, let's get to Mike is calling from Centennial, revoking permit.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, man, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Interested to know on what do you do if you know somebody has had psychological problems and they're holding a custom permit.
Here, I kind of was in that situation. I noticed a guy in my courtroom because I just served him with an indictment, and he had been on the lam from indictment, and he had a pistol permit. So I just wrote a quick note to the sheriff and said, it's my understanding this guy's got a pistol permit, and he's just been indicted. Would you look into it? So that's what I would do. You're going to have to, with psychological, you're probably going to have to give some more information because the law on psychological generally is, you know, if they're habitual drunkard, if they're addicted to drugs, or if they might pose an immediate risk to themselves or others. But if you have a thought of that, now if it's, you know, you can call, but you ought to follow up with a letter because, you know, anybody can pick up a phone call. A letter has the details in it, or an email.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's the way to handle things like that. Or if you know somebody goes out drunk and then, you know, when he gets home, he's, you know, shooting his pistol off in the backyard irresponsibly. That's the kind of person that ought to be you concerned about.
Well, I don't think it's so much shooting it off and stuff like that, but it's just mentally unstable and severe fits of anger.
Yeah, that could certainly, you know, somebody. Now, there are plenty of people like that that can, but there's some people that can't. And I can't be the judge of that. And if that's your case, you're not having his firearm actually seized. You're having his permit taken away.
Correct.
Yeah. So assuming it's here in Mobile, I'm sure our sheriff issued it. So, you know, drop him an email or a letter or call in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. And, you know, a lot of the law used to be, Adam, that you could not carry a concealed weapon using your pistol permit into a place that sold alcohol in Alabama. That is not the case anymore. And, of course, what I tell people, you may very well need that in such an environment. But if you're going in there, it is better not to drink alcohol, take drugs. And I mean drugs including antihistamines. If I take an antihistamine, it impairs my judgment. But it's not because it's illegal. It's because if you have to use it in self-defense, your judgment's going to be questioned. Did you really perceive the threat correctly? If you've had four beers or an antihistamine or if you've vaped recently. So that's the most nonsensical thing I've ever heard of, the vaping ban. You know, but anyway, folks, we got a little time left, so give us a call, 251-343-0106, caller question. And when we come back, I will give us another book giveaway.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Of course, Judge Hunting Season is coming up.
Yep.
And so there's an article.
Of course, to some people, it's always hunting season.
Always hunting season. there was an article on Yellowhammer that kind of caught my attention, and it was the fact that during the 2018-2019 honey season, so far, 15 tree stand accidents were reported. And of that, 3 people actually died of their injuries from falling out of a tree stand.
Well, they need to have congressional hearings and perhaps ban those. What do you think about it?
Well, according to the article, only one person actually wore a harness that was up in a tree stand, and they fell asleep. And, of course, when they woke up, they were swinging from the tree in the harness.
How many people were killed driving to the place they were going to hunt? A number also. So we've got to be concerned about even the most trivial of dangers that there are out there.
So there's lots of equipment that you may need to replace or buy when you go hunting this year. And definitely McCoy Outdoors is the place to go. If you're needing a new tree stand or
a harness
yes, to keep you from falling out of a tree, then definitely McCoy Outdoors is your place to go for all your hunting needs, apparel, even running shoes. And, of course, they have lots and lots of firearms, all makes and models, pistols, rifles, and shotguns. So McCoy Outdoors is your place to go. And tell them that Armed Alabama sent you there, and tell them we said hello.
And where are they located, Adam?
They are located on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65.
Yeah, it's kind of like Krakatoa east of Java, of Java.
Every time I think about that, I want to turn east instead of west.
Now, which one of these, let me give you this quickly, which one of these oaths do you think sounds better, more legal, et cetera? My oath as a circuit judge was, let's see, I, Joseph S. Johnson, solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alabama so long as I continue a citizen thereof, and that I will faithfully and honestly discharge the duties of the office which I am about to enter to the best of my abilities, so help me God. The U.S. District Judges and Circuit Judges and Supreme Court Judges say, I, so-and-so, do solemnly swear that I will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform the duties incumbent upon me as circuit judge under the Constitution and laws of the United States. I don't know that they're pledging to uphold the Constitution in that oath. And you get it, that's a New Deal era oath. The primary responsibility is to uphold the Constitution and not, it doesn't matter whether anybody's rich or poor. That's just – why put it in there? It's irrelevant. But I noticed that, and I didn't like it.
Judge, we have a caller. Ray is calling from Mobile.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing fine.
Gun Owners of America. I'm a member. I'm a member of a lot of crazy things. They're not that they're crazy, but I'm a member.
I have a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
I know y'all are probably familiar with them, but I just wanted a little feedback on Gun Owners of America.
And the No Compromise Gun Organization. Yeah, I'm a life member. So
okay.
They're legit. I liked it when the older man was in charge. Eric Pratt is in charge now. When it was Larry, he was really good. He was really good and nasty. He took on Piers Morgan a couple of times. But it's a good organization.
Not real hard to do.
Yeah, I know. But he just said it in such a dismissive way when he talked to Morgan. He'd say something like, "You Brits may not understand, but we Americans," he was good. But it's a good organization, as is the Second Amendment Foundation, both of those.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I've been researching them, and I know they're not as big as the NRA, but they seem to be doing a lot of good work.
Well, and, I will tell you, the Second Amendment Foundation, for instance, a lot of their efforts is funding lawsuits challenging crazy gun laws, like the Heller case.
Right.
Alan Gura, a friend of mine, that's where his funding came from, the Second Amendment Foundation, and then I think some from the Cato Institute. Which one of the lawyers, the president of the Cato Institute, he has never owned a gun, yet he was counsel in the case.
Right.
How about that? On principle, see?
You don't have to own a gun to believe in your right.
Exactly right. That's his point. So that was good. But no, they're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
I was trying to look at some text here on our text line, but I think we're having some issues here, some technical difficulty.
Yeah, if they don't put the WD-40 in that computer every once in a while,
that's right.
It causes all kinds of problems. Let's make sure we're not overlooking anything.
So we got a text here from Mark in Huntsville, and he said, how did the socialists take over term common sense gun laws? What is your opinion on the following common sense gun laws? One, criminal penalty for any state official refusing criminal data to the national database in a timely, accurate manner.
They are defending our right, liberty rights, so that's not a common sense gun law.
Two, criminal penalty, falsifying, applying to purchase firearms.
That's already a law, so yes. It's common sense.
And then three, require ICE notification of illegal aliens attempting to purchase firearms.
Yeah.
That's already a law as well.
Yeah.
So in four,
that's common sense.
Prosecute anyone attempting straw purchase.
That's common sense, but I think only six were prosecuted in the last full year they had data on, which I think was 2018.
Absolutely,
six.
And all of these items, four items that Mark from Huntsville mentioned, are all current laws.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're common sense gun laws, but
you know they're liberals when they start saying we need background checks to buy a firearm. That means they've never bought a firearm.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the only background checks that don't require the only firearm purchases don't require a background check are person to person, which most of those are inter-family transfers.
And what we need is for the existing current laws on the books to be
enforced before any new ones are enacted. And there are plenty of enacted ones that could be done away with, like in the states that won't let you bring a firearm to church. I mean, that's an infringement upon your First Amendment right to freedom of religion. That's not the church saying it. That's the government saying it. So it's just – as I quoted one of our Roman sages as saying, the more corrupt the republic, the more numerous the laws. And I think that's definitely an issue here. Now, next week, we will be on at 7:05. Adam, are you going to be out of town? May call
yes,
in.
Yes, yeah, I'll call in.
I'll teach him how to call in.
I'll be calling in from behind enemy lines. I will be calling in from Irwin, California.
They may block the phone call.
They may.
If you do that. But we'll have some other good stuff then. And I forgot to give away this last book, so we will do it then. And
Judge, just want to give a shout-out. I took some really good classes over this last month in the local area trying
hey,
to
Adam,
renew.
Let me just interrupt you. We forgot our address came unstuck from our AR-15 magazine giveaway 3 weeks ago, and it was one of our friends in Grand Bay, and Barbara, his
first name?
It was, I think you know who you are if you hadn't gotten.
Under my magazine.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Al in Grand Bay, we didn't get your – I'm sorry, Jimmy in Grand Bay, Alabama. We didn't get your address. We're either going to leave it here or get your address. If you can get to the Facebook page or email me at thejudge@armedalabama.com, give me your address so we can send this to you because I feel like we gypped you out of your – AR-15 magazine. I'm sorry, Adam.
That's no problem. I was just stating that I had to get some hours in for my law enforcement cert for renewal, and I took some good classes under Scott Thompson and Tony Landowich here the last month. So there's some really good classes to be taken around, some really good instructors in our area. So we're very fortunate, including you and myself.
And we will see you all next week on Armed Alabama.
Stogie, a place where even squares can have a